already I'm 10 I'm late. I just have 10 minutes. Now we're close. I went high school thing. Towel, shirt. Iron books. Hey,
let me just make this clear. Alex can never be a sneaky link.
No way.
Oh my god.
You're a sneaky link. You tell her, hey, need to leave. Masa. Mama is coming. I'm going to go on the other
end. Yes. Lembo, it's me on
you. It's me. I'm going to go on the bro, naenda kuruka hivi Brandon already ashanrukia. I forgot all geography I had studied the whole night. Then, we went back and...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Read the Room podcast. This is episode 21. Yes.
You've been getting the numbers, bro.
I hope it's 21, so... Yeah, but it's your crew. It's your favorite crew. Crew's back. Your host, Kisaka, Baby K, _ Kisaka, _ on Instagram. To my right, I got...
K_ Minji, the man himself, from Sparkle and the Go, as usual.
Mr. Money.
Yeah.
Now we're broke. Now we're broke.
Uh-huh. And so, guys, I'll always be the perfect wingman, Ruto. Peace and love.
Hey, the prodigal son, I'm back again.
Prodigal son.
This is our guest, actually. It's not even our host. This is our guest. So, as you can see, there's mass, bruv. It's Halloween theme. Mine's a clown. And this is to everyone that thinks I'll be on time. My niggas, relax.
I'm not saying my name. Neil _ Mulama.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. Okay. All socials.
Okay, that's calm.
On Instagram, if you want to just follow me, it's Eric Torocha. Cheers.
So I was saying, this is Halloween. This is clown. And this was representative of a few things, man.
Minji, tell us, what does this represent?
What do you see?
Ugly face.
Anyway, so I didn't have a costume. Then we're going to a Halloween party. So
yeah,
my friend overdoes everything. My housemate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he had like 5 costumes. So I was like, I'll just pick one. So I carried it. I thought it looks more like some of my friends.
Is it not mad?
It looks like most of my friends.
Hey,
bro, that's heavy.
Hey.
Oh. But yeah, what's up? What's up? How's your week been, guys?
Hey, bro, it's been how long since we sat down? Like. Almost 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
It's been a minute.
We went on holiday. We went back to the motherland, and it was out of this world.
Huh? Let me tell you, whoever wants to go back to the motherland, oh, okay, you guys should go right now. This is the appropriate time to go. Oh my god!
Somebody needs to sponsor me on to go back again.
Literally, if someone has if someone can fill my account. I can go back.
December
is too far. Tomorrow.
That's so far away. But that's how that has been.
Yeah.
Neil, how's your week been? How have you been, prodigals? And you've been away. This nigga came back working out. He stopped drinking.
Let me tell you.
Have you seen how buff? Brav.
Let me tell you. I've been going to Sunday school and I remember. Mwanampotevu. Alikwenda. That's Neil now.
He's back.
Yeah, it has been nice.
Tell us where you've been.
It has been nice taking time off as well. Yeah. So, but I'm back east west. Home is the best. I miss you guys, man. As well.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
When a gentleman realizes that he's supposed to come back home, that the boys are happy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Practice makes perfect, bro. Come back home to the boys. Go home to the
hoes.
Hey, no, to your wife, bro. To your wife, bro. To your family. Things you're used to, man.
But yeah. We need to hear from Minji. How has
your
week been?
I know my week has been good, working as usual. Hey, adulting is hard, man. My guy, you are hungover, throwing up at 8 a.m. at 9. You have to do a presentation at work at the office. It's wild business, but
let me tell you,
we made it through the week.
Do you know one thing? I called Minji, or was it on a Wednesday or Tuesday? And then I told you, oh, Chief, where are you going? Chief was like, bro, I thought that I put my clothes on the dryer, but I didn't put my dryer on. It's 8 a.m.
Let me tell you, that was on Wednesday. So I literally do my laundry and I don't have anything to wear tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like on the last day.
Yeah, on the last day.
On the last day.
Last minute, man.
Hey, so that day, I don't have clothes for the next day. I've done my laundry. I've washed clothes that I know I'll wear tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've put them in the dryer. So I'm like, if I leave them to run overnight, in the morning I'll have clothes.
Mm.
So I leave them in the dryer. I'm like, but in the morning, I'm just showering. Easy peasy.
Just ironing them.
And because they're coming from the dryer, it's hot.
They're
you
hot
don't even need to iron.
To iron.
So I knew I have a span of 10 minutes to get up, shower, dress, and I'm out. So I overslept knowing that I have 10 minutes. My guy, I open the dryer like this. Water comes out.
already
I'm 10, I'm late. I just have 10 minutes. And now my clothes are wet. Hey, high school things. Towel, shirt. Iron books. Hey. No, I need a wife, guys. So if you're ready to...
Vacancy open.
To assist me with laundry and cooking.
Let them pop
if
the
you
question.
Can cook and clean and laundry.
And do all that, yeah.
Send your applications. I'll read the room.
Comment.
Vacation still open.
Comment, yeah.
I'll read the room podcast on YouTube.
Tunezanza na holiday next December to end Kenya Zanzibar. Then we come back and be away from January.
Yeah. He has already told me of Diani as well. So he's got some Diani deals as well. So just don't reach him on Instagram. Reach him on Read the Room Podcast AU.
Hey.
We're gonna answer those questions for the holiday.
Neil already has money.
I'm telling you about Neil. Sisi tunakuwa provia. Unajua na uweze pelea kila mtu Zanzibar.
Tuko kwa mechi na wewe mimi.
Kuna watu wa deserve Zanzibar, unaona?
That's for me to know.
Aji unamaliza mechi. Alafu anaenda kutembea. Buda intakano kuwa na lala. Nani sikufanya anything. What is this?
Kuna mgeni ukipeleka Zanzibar unamwambia usitoke nje. Mtu asikuone. You are not supposed to be seen outside there.
No, you guys have been in Kenya. Mlipelekana Zanzibar.
Ah, Malindi. Yeah.
How was it?
We did some Malindi. Malindi was perfect. I won't lie, Malindi was the best epic, but I'm a married man, so I can't talk that much.
Nah, Malindi was... But we had Malindi for 2 days. It's only that we had Malindi.
I'm not married. Okay, I'm very sorry. Let me just make it clear first. I'm not married, guys. It's just that Shetani ni muongo.
You call her Shetani.
But anyway, guys, I'm still on the streets, but nachanganywa kidogo. Osha.
You're confused.
This friend group needs friends.
No, but we went Malindi Monday and Tuesday,
yeah.
And it was the days where it's nothing happens.
Nothing happened in Malindi.
So Malindi was just that we stayed at the house. Yeah.
But I thought you guys have brains. How do you go somewhere on Monday?
Because we had a wedding on a weekend waiting for us in Naivasha.
Yeah. So from Malindi, we had to fly back to LD. And then from LD, we had to go to Naivasha. So it's like the program was like the back to back. And we just had to.
Mm. But
we had guys that had not visited Kenya before, so we had to like take them around.
Okay,
but you should have gone to Mtuapa. You know, I hear the clubs there.
Mtuapa is in the Mombasa, but let me just tell you, regardless of everything that happened in Malindi, Naivasha and Nairobi replaced everything.
Okay.
That's everything.
No, you don't have much to say about that. What's up?
I was not there, so silent. I was not there.
But you can fantasize a bit.
But next time, next time we go, we'll do a podcast there as well.
Next year, same time, same year.
We should do a podcast from there as well.
Because the holiday, man, you come from holiday, you actually breathe. Like, it's been a minute when you're here. You don't really breathe properly, man.
Let me not lie to you guys. In Nairobi, you know, you've decided to chill in the house. But when you just get to the balcony, you chill and you see everything, you just breathe and say, like, okay. This is a holiday. I'm just chilling, just relaxing.
Yeah.
Not compared to here in Australia.
Yeah, but Nairobi is dangerous. Bruv, we went to ST. There's a place called Molly's.
Mm-hmm.
Bruv, the alcohol, the shots were 100
bucks. 100 bucks. Like, that's like $1. $1 shot.
The underground Molly.
No, $1 it's not underground.
Club Molly's.
It's on West E. It's in West E somewhere. Yeah. It's called Molly's.
$1.
Nairobi people will tell us properly. I don't know that properly. Bro. I was like, bro, we were taking that. We came from bowling. And then we went there. 100 bob. Brother, we came out drunk.
Were you seeing the liquor that you were buying or you were just being
given shots? You're seeing. She opens there for you.
She opens there for you.
What type of liquor?
Whether it's normal alcohol.
Any alcohol that you want. But the shot is just 100
The last time I was in Nairobi, but I was given gin shots and I didn't see Sauti Sol perform.
Hey, that's me and Rema. Bro, I went to rugby. I thought I was going. Bro, I went to rugby. Kidogo kidogo Nyashinski performs. Kidogo kidogo we're here having drinks. And then I hear we have to go to Rema. I was like,
it's done.
Miss me with that.
Okay, let me not lie. I did not attend Nyashinski. I did not attend Rema. Everything that I heard was stories.
This man was out.
You always hear stories, bro. Even it's no difference.
Let me know.
It's no difference. You're used to hearing stories.
What's in your game? Guys, the moment I was picking my boy from airport, we went to B&D. Bro, I was given. Oh. We drank 3 bottles of Venice. After
how
that,
you drink 3 bottles of Venice. How many were you?
3 of us.
3 bottles of Venice.
Yeah.
Bro, you cannot finish 3 bottles. You?
We are done. After that, we went to the house and slept.
There was a big.
Bro, you even die inside the club. Hennessy is poisoned, man.
Bro. But
yeah. Can't even.
That was the thing. Then early in the morning.
I wasn't even. Like, there's things I don't drink.
Last week, I took a shot of Hennessy and you know what happened.
You couldn't go back to the club.
I know, bro. It's.
The day you had Maroon, a suit. Maroon suit.
Yeah, that day. Were you there?
I saw you, bro.
But boys,
imagine I hadn't even drank much of alcohol. I took a few tequila shots. Then someone gave me a Henny shot. They had lied to me. It's the Jose Cuervo Gold. So the moment I've just taken it, and it's like, it's time to come out.
Hey, bro. Me, I'm telling you, even Jose, like it's reached a point. It's reached a point. Jose, I'll drink, but it's not my drink.
Let me tell you, I'm not sponsoring Jameson at any point, but from now on, I'm just going to be drinking Jameson Triple.
No, yeah, Triple Black is good. I've been telling
even
you
me
this.
Jameson, I'm
just getting to Jameson right now. Jameson Triple. Jameson, big up. You've got the best drink ever.
Okay,
guys, welcome back to the podcast. We've been talking about the holiday. Then I've got this question, guys. Is it healthy to stay friends with your ex?
Is it healthy to be friends with your ex?
Yes.
Wild. Neil.
I will answer, but I first need you to tell me, are you friends with your ex?
Oh, okay.
Just, it's a yes or no. I'm not asking any more questions.
Yeah, she's still my friend anyway, yeah.
So far, so good. You're looking good. So far, so good.
I'm looking good. That's a compliment.
You get retirement benefits.
Retirement benefits. Okay. I didn't know that that question would go extra.
Just
so
like
far.
EK Gundogan left Man City. He went back again.
I think if you're still friends with their ex.
For Gundogan here to go back.
Do you have a clause to come, like a comeback clause?
But the question was really open for the boys.
Been healthy.
Is it healthy to stay friends with your ex?
No, it's not.
Now that we're in the season of impeachment, you can be impeached, but if you had projects.
Okay, tell us.
If you had projects happening, you need to accomplish a few projects here and there. You can always come back, you know? You have some content.
Me, miss me with that, man.
But it depends also with the exes you have, man.
What do you mean? Depends on the exes you have.
What exes do you have, Minji?
Hey, bro, there are some more crazy business.
Well, if you go back, you're starting a whole, bro.
So, ride, like, what can make you go back to your ex?
Hmm?
What can make you? Is it going back to your ex or
can you be friends with your ex?
Just be friends.
No, man. I cannot be friends with my ex.
I don't burn bridges, so baby girl.
It's not burning bridges.
Your friends. Aye,
baby girl. We can
morning
talk.
Calls, night calls.
We don't know.
Just don't expect nothing from me.
It was just a misunderstanding.
Just a misunderstanding. I have to call you and confirm, eh?
Are you okay?
Future business.
Was the day okay? Okay, yeah. If it was okay, okay. Good night.
No, you also look at the time of the year, you know?
Yeah.
But probably depends, man. If you guys are working in the same company... You guys are, you know,
I'm not
maybe
even looking for somebody in the same company. Yo,
I'm just talking about even girls who you're meeting out in clubs and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Then, let's say you met someone in Kenya,
mm-hmm.
did your thing, right? You had a cuffling or something.
Yeah.
Then, now that you're back, you don't talk.
Yeah.
But then come next year, around August, you're going to Kenya in September.
Your ex. You're giving
you start
ex.
Putting them.
No, that's
ex
not an ex.
To have worked
that's a good
it,
time friend.
That's not your ex.
That's a good time friend.
That's not
that's
your
like
ex.
Your, you know.
Your ex is like you guys. You guys are in a proper relationship.
Yeah.
You guys are in a proper relationship. Then it was
sneaky
like.
Sneaky links are not considered exes.
Sneaky links are
just
there for a good time.
Who are there to
not for a long time.
Like someone you dated, then you broke up, then, you know, you're still.
So tell us, Chief, is it healthy to be friends with your ex?
Okay, I don't have any friends.
Now imagine your ex being your
sneaky. You don't have any.
No.
Any exes? Imagine, imagine. You just have friends. Friends.
Yeah, just let me tell you.
Good friends. Let me just make this clear.
And that's gonna
never she'll kill you one day. She'll kill you.
Can never be a sneaky.
No way.
Oh my God.
Your sneaky link. You tell her, hey. Need to leave. Mama is coming. You know, no. Things like that.
And ex is very comfortable right there.
No, depends as well.
First of all, she knows your schedule.
Yeah, she knows your roster.
An African sneaky link will kill you.
I know you don't work today.
An African sneaky link will kill you for sure.
African sneaky link?
Yeah.
Man, you only need it. I don't know why you guys go. You go so far away. Home is best, man.
Yeah.
This is foreign.
Whether you go east,
but you do smoke foreign.
Home is always
to
be the
best. But
you do smoke foreign.
Yeah, foreign lazima.
Yeah,
but you do smoke foreign.
But not this.
Okay, you know how this is funny. My next question comes here. That I realize that most of the men out here have accepted the fact that kugongewa ni constant.
No, kugongewa ni constant.
Translate in English.
Most of
What's
the
that?
Men out here have accepted that. Where's the gongewa, my eye?
Translate it. What's that?
Okay.
Kugongewa, for those that don't understand,
in context,
your girlfriend or your special partner having...
Your personal person
is being...
Mm-hmm. Personalized somewhere stretched. Else.
It's being
okay, that's a proper English.
Being, personalized somewhere else.
It's being personalized somewhere, yes.
One funny thing is that I heard from my friend that unagongewa mayai, lakini mayai si yako. And then another person came out with a proper word that said that kuna mtu wako juu, lakini si Yesu.
Yo, no, it's hard. Kugongewa
see, me, I don't accept
so,
it.
Okay, tell us, why have men accepted that the fact that kugongewa ni constant?
Personally, I have not. What do you mean? What do you mean? Ni sawa too, but I'm not accepting the fact that ata umina
kugongewa. Okay, chief, okay, I'm starting with the chief, then I go. Chief, do you accept that kugongewa ni constant?
No, yeah, kugongewa ni constant. Reason behind this is, kama ugongewi, that's your wife. But other than that, this girl who you're passing time with, to be honest.
Not passing time, you're wasting time.
Or whatever it is. Because a lot of times people get into relationships.
Yep.
You're in a relationship, you're committing to this person, but boys know if this is your end game plan or something. Mm. Right? There's a lot that you look at. You look at the level of conversations you can have, what her future vision goals are.
Mm.
And you see that, there's nothing here. But at the same time,
bruv,
she's the hottest chick in town. You know, you need to be seen with her, you know, shit like that. Right? So, when you end up with someone like that, at some point, unagongewa na si mayai.
Unagongewa na si mayai.
In a video nakubali.
Hey.
No, but you don't really just accept it because.
Let me tell you,
so you're going to fight.
That is how you end up fighting.
The moment you deny the fact.
Okay,
let me tell you. The moment you deny the fact is the moment that you are rejecting the truth.
Let me reject it. Let me live in a fantasy, bro.
Yeah.
Let me live in my own world.
The problem is, you guys are too deep in the streets. That is the problem.
That's a heavy one.
Oh, wise one. Baba, Chief. Advisors.
Watch Baba to advise.
Baba ni Baba.
Baba ni Baba to advise.
What do you need to know, boys?
Baba ni Baba.
My boys, what do you.
Kugongewa is kugongewa constant.
But it depends what you have with your girl, man.
Uh-huh.
I think it depends what you have.
Exactly.
But
the level, like the level of connection, as he has said, the conversation you guys are having will determine whether you guys are into it, both of you, or
I read somewhere, there's someone who's always better than you.
Facts. Yeah, for sure.
That's facts.
That's sure. Facts. Yeah.
And if that guy shows interest in your girl.
Bro, my girl needs to know better. You don't need to go.
Bro, you have a 2014 Audi. If you're getting a 2017 one, why not?
No, but I need to know my keys is in my 2014. So I need to take care of my 2014 because at the end of the day, 2014 will take me to work. 2014 will cook for me. I will sleep next to 2014.
The problem with William is just accepting the situation that he is. You need to accept that out there, we have proper people who can work better than you.
Aye.
Let me remind you one thing.
No, but don't forget, you're also better than someone else, right?
True.
umeshinda mtu wa 2010 huko na 2014.
So yeah, ukigongewa pia wewe.
Wewe kubali tu umegongewa.
So what are you supposed to do? Unakubali ama unaenda
una kubali na usonge na maisha bro.
Unagongea mwingine.
Kugongea ni constant.
Najua, but sir, if it happens to you, what do you do? Unakubali, iende hivyo?
Wewe kubali
ama no. Do you accept na uende pia gongea mwingine?
Accept and go perform better elsewhere.
Mbona unauliza na ni vitu unafanyanga? Before tunaanza unagonga huko bado. Unauliza kwa nini? Sasa hizi anatuliza.
Wewe gonga just in case ukigongea ulikuwa wani.
Wewe kwa mimi ndugu yangu. Okay. Let me just make it clear. Kazi ya Mungu haina makosa. Just bring a representation. Wajua ni represent na ukasonga mbele.
Yo.
Anguka na.
No, but it's the same thing as
we. Oje gongea na Willy.
We have two friends.
Shegongeana.
Answer the question. Umaigongeana?
In my past, yeah. Okay.
Auko unajiona gongeana ni defense.
Siko anajua. Yes.
Niliambiwa baada.
Niliambiwa it's me only.
It's me.
Ah, all the chairs away. Hiyo si kugongeana. Hiyo ni kucheza.
So kama anasema.
There's people who don't play fair. And we've had this story. There's two of our friends bana who they go to their girls, right? Let's say me, I have a girl and Minji has a girl. Somebody goes tell my girl that, yeah.
So just say yes, bro.
Kisaka has this and this outside with so-and-so people. Make up stories so that they can go ahead and get the girl.
Okay, let me just make it clear. This never happened with me. Okay, let me just mention it. Let me just make it clear.
For the same situation with Minji, so Minji is going with this girl A. Eric goes behind the back, goes and tells girl A, yo, no, but it's somebody you know, mm-hmm, but clearly you don't know them.
You are playing incognito.
But they know you. Like, of course you know each other. For the information that the guy is sharing to the girl, of course you guys know each other.
You went to school but together then,
yeah,
and all that.
Okay, so let me put it clear. Let me finish.
So he tells the girl,
like, oh, so-and-so, Minji has a baby mama, Minji has kids.
Three baby mamas to be exact, bro.
Minji has...
I'll put it clear, don't worry.
Another girlfriend, Minji has this. And at this point, it's lies, because this is your girl. Like, people like that, they need to actually stop.
Okay.
We're beating around the bush. But if you hear this, you know who we're talking
okay,
about.
Okay,
You're rigging the game too
okay,
much.
Okay, Ruto will always put this clear. So,
not too clear, bro.
Yeah, don't you worry about it. So, apparently... I've been just chilling, I've been just relaxing, then my boy comes and tells me, my girl just came to me and told me that I've got three baby mamas out there. And I'm like, what?
Ah, bro, some things you don't even listen to.
Okay, listen to this. That was before we went to Kenya. Then, after we came from Kenya, our boy is now relaxed, boy doesn't listen to any other thing. And then the immediate friend receives a text from the girlfriend that a guy told me from the clubs that you've got three baby mamas. This is the best friend immediate to the other friend.
Same group, Minji.
Same group, same time.
Same friends.
The plot is the same. The plot is the same trick. Yeah. You've got three baby mamas.
Same results.
Everything is same.
No, but the difference is one did not care, but the other one actually cares. So the problem is, my problem is not even
the with one who didn't care. Girls. Okay, let me just make it clear.
The problem is not even with the girls. My problem is with the guy who's making up these stories.
Okay, the guy will deal with them. Let's first deal with this. Did he achieve his results?
The first one, yes. The second one, no.
Auja, mom, just round him up and deal with him.
Like, but we don't know who it is. That's a problem.
We have the address, though.
We have the address though right now.
You have the address.
I'll give it to you, Minji.
Tutakuja Moli na tukufinye.
Moli. You're next.
Moli.
Tutakuja Moli. Una nyumba tutakufinya wewe.
Happy Halloween, bro.
So I don't know if that address was real because what did the house look like?
The house was bushy. The house had bottles of Heineken at the front. Tutakufinya, bro.
Yeah, he seems drunk.
He seems to be a drunker.
24/7, bro.
I'm just saying anyway, these stories. Just get ready.
Hey, you guys. Kugongeana,
hey, people that you know. Yo.
Yeah. Kugongeana is real out here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway.
So what's the take home from it?
Kazi ya Mungu haina makosa.
Gongeana ukigongea ukue wani.
Oja wakweke hapo. Kwa hiyo mpita tunaweza Mungu. No, I'm just saying. As a group like it's not play your cards. If you like somebody, play your cards right. Go talk to them, do whatever you need to. Don't come ban your name for me to go up one or vice versa. You go.
No, I've had people do that for me. It's wild business, but
It's bitchy in turn, like lack of a better word.
But you think if you're gonna talk to him, he's gonna stop? People's characters don't.
No,
change.
I'll just feel better after the.
No, you just want to see who that guy is.
To go and finesse him.
Exactly, I'll feel
on.
Better. Just want to see who that guy is.
Small touch ups here and there.
You feel so much better. Huh?
But yeah, that is wild, man. Now, being Halloween, what's the scariest story that you have? What has ever happened to you? Have you ever been scared?
Bad dreams, man. Have you guys ever had like sleep paralysis?
I mean, she done does in any amshank.
Thank you. Being a business person,
what about you? Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
That's the same thing that I usually experience.
Problems wake me up, bro. I'll translate.
Yeah. You sleep paralysis?
No.
Yo,
have you?
That's an English problem.
That is the scariest thing you'll ever have. So it's like this. It's like you're in bed.
You're dead, but you're not.
You're sleeping. You're unconscious, of course, because you're sleeping. Like you're conscious, but then you're. Subconscious is awake,
mm-hmm.
But the problem is it's like playing tricks on you that you can hear stuff around you. So you might be sleeping, like looking up, and you can swear there's somebody right here on top of your head.
But you can't turn.
Yo,
that's or if you're in your room, you can swear there's somebody out just outside your window, but you can't turn and say.
Yeah, that thing is wild.
Bro, you try move, man. You can't even scream, man.
That's awesome, bro.
It's, what do you mean awesome? Bro, that's the scariest thing.
Scary.
You wake up, man, you are sweating, you do this, you go outside, you check, there's nothing.
There's some people who love that because of the adrenaline.
Ah, you're even afraid of going back to sleep,
you're literally afraid of even getting up. Because the moment you get up, things will be crazy on your side.
It's madness. That's like the scariest thing that has happened to me. What about you? What's
scary? Hey, me, Brandon and I. Brandon, my boy.
Bigger Brandon.
When a problem
is coming on your side.
When high school, I think it was form one, actually, right?
Yeah.
Then it was the last day of school. So tomorrow we have our final paper. Then you go home after the paper. It was geography. I hated geography, so I knew I was dropping it. And we were dropping geography.
Same about rocks, silly kushinda, bro.
Eh.
Rocks ile kushinda zina
rocks bana skia rocks tulienda MF. So kurudi sioni kitu. So I knew me I'm not doing geography.
Una dance tu kwa kitu.
So I knew rock I wasn't going to do geography, right?
Plutonic
so
rocks.
So I was just like I want to cram everything that I can tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow get what I'll get and get done with this subject. So we've been transnighting, it's 4 a.m. Brandon and I. We're reading. We're just like six people in the study room. We used to have our study areas in the dormitories.
We're
there studying, cramming.
Mm-hmm.
Then we hear a bit of commotion outside, but we don't really care what's happening.
But high school, what will go and Samanga Illuminati?
Then the guy, the Askari, right, comes to the study room. He switches off the lights and leaves the side lights on. Then he's like, we're like, kuna nishida gani Devi? He's like, kuna kitu maribika, acha tuone. Then he goes out. Then he comes back and calls Brandon. He's like, kuja. Nyindo maribu izita. So Brandon was the type of person who's fighting for his rights. He's ready to go to the office and say, what stupidity is that? Mimi, did you see me? We can even watch the cameras because we had cameras
in
the
corridors.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking out, Brandon and I, going to the office. We are gassed. We want to argue with the building master. Mind it's for him. We walk out of that door. Someone with a mask. I can't explain it, but that thing was scary. Seemed like someone has been mobbed. It was just scary. Then he had worn a lab coat reversed. Then it has some red stripes. It was just scary. Bro, naenda kuruka hivi Brandon already ashandrukia. Yo, it was crazy. I forgot all geography I had studied the whole night. Then we went back and we sat at the table like this. What did you see? How are we going back to our cube? So now we have to walk and go to our cubicles. You're like, we are panicking. So people around us are like, what just happened? What? As you're seated. Then there was a window on that other side. So we're trying to explain to these guys what we saw. They can't understand. Then we just see something on the window again. Yo. Bro, you want to stand up, but you don't have time to stand up. You run with the chair.
He ran while sitting.
Hey, it was crazy business. Brandon, on his knees. Please, don't kill me today. Please. Yo.
Was it a prank?
Yeah, it was a prank. Yo, after that day, me and Masks, not saying what's up. No, it was crazy, man.
That's madness.
I forgot all the geography I studied. I don't even know if I got
it. So you had geography until that day?
I had geography the next day. I went to sleep after that. How about you, then? What happened to you?
Halloween?
No, just any scary thing that has happened to you in your life?
In our rural areas, bro, we cannot go out at night from 9 p.m. So there's the urban side and there's the rural side where you guys were born. So back home, there's always a woman who controls frogs. Yeah, like yeah,
the frog whisperer.
Yeah, like frogs.
Are you making frog noises? What the fuck?
Frogs usually come when there's rain, right?
What frog noise is that?
When there's
on
rain.
The river.
No, when Mind there's the like puddles of water and all that. But now this lady was like those frogs like from January to January. All through January to January. So when you go out and when you're walking, you go out and you see like the old lady has crouched like a frog outside. When you go inside and come back, she's not there.
Yo!
What do you mean?
Yeah, like it's what like it's like a joke, sign, bro. Don't come out. It's like a sign, don't come out.
What happens if you go out again? Do people like disappear?
Yeah. Like it's
you, if you see someone disappearing, where would you go out again?
Hey, after the cinema, my brother. Hey.
It is
I'm going back to sleep.
Tonda.
Same as guys who come to your doorstep and shit, then run.
Hey.
You know them, yeah. They come and shit, they knock on your door, they run.
And they laugh.
That
one unashika.
You take a good story.
Unashika.
Naked, right?
Yeah, but they get caught.
They usually naked,
they get
bro.
Beaten proper.
Mm-hmm. How about you? What was up to?
Literally, I've never experienced that dark moment, but
you're a dark moment yourself, bro.
But when I was in primary school, I was watching this Ashford Mutua show known as Cobra Squad. Okay, let me just explain this. Then, when I was watching this Cobra Squad, the villain, his name was Connor.
Yeah.
Bro. Anytime I would hear about Wakona. It's done for me. I would never sleep, bro. Wakona. Ah, bro.
The one that I had the problem with was this investigation used to be in Citizen. Mohamed Ali.
KTN.
I remember it was KTN.
Then there's this guy.
That gives you chills,
bro. They were doing anti-terrorism police unit. Was killing people in Mombasa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Abu Drogo and the lots were killed in that period. I was seeing they go to their bedroom, you just see his mattress has bullets and blood.
Yeah.
And you think of going to sleep and you're like, ey.
But those guys, even they were shoshos, they were nugus.
Yeah, a lot of
what's now this guy from Naivasha? The guy who used to eat people, drink people's blood. Who got imprisoned?
Then he became a pastor.
Did he become a pastor afterwards?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
The guy who was in prison used to drink people's blood.
Yeah.
He went to prison and became a pastor.
Kanyari.
Onyancha.
He became a pastor.
Yo, imagine those people. You hear stories like that and you're like, how am I supposed to sleep?
Let me not lie to you.
It's just your everyday guy. Cobra Squad just passed.
The moment I watched Cobra Squad,
I tried watching Cobra Squad the other day, actually. Oh.
Is it still there?
You can get it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's traumatizing, bro.
Let me tell you, that was some stupid.
It was
geography.
Yeah, yeah, I really see it.
Bro, this is like acting a play in class. Bro.
It was terrible. Like,
but that time was lit, bro.
Rolling on grass, bro. Like,
that time was lit, bro.
That time was lit, bro. You can't even afford to miss it.
Let me tell you.
Toy did it. That was some terrible.
Let me tell you.
But no, I think that time it was actually dope at that point.
Yeah, that time was good.
It was so dope, bro.
If you missed it, you had to wait for Sunday or something.
Yeah, on MTV, yeah.
It was wild.
Bro.
That's madness. That's like a proper throwback, man.
They will literally take you from what is this main prison in Kenya?
Kamiti.
Yeah, from Kamiti prison they take you to Mombasa. From Mombasa they take you back to Naivasha. Naivasha they bring you back to Kamiti. Oh, bro. That was the show that traumatized me. Any day, any time, I was traumatized, bro.
This man was realistic stuff. I used to panic until my mom is like,
bro,
are you sure you're not part of this deal? So are you so stressed out? Then all of a sudden, then Westgate comes. Yeah, it was wild business then.
I remember Westgate, man.
There's a time I couldn't even watch news at that point because every day you're panicking. You don't know.
Actually, it reminded me.
Because there used to be bombs, grenades in Pangani every other day. People are just in a mud. It blows up shrapnel, kill people then.
That was
Let me tell you.
That was a bit scary.
My mom being our prayer warrior, you literally tell us, tuombe watu Westgate, kae kujeni hapa, kuna watu walivunjwa, kuna gari ilivunjika juzi, iliharibika, tuombe hao watu. My mom will literally pray for 45 minutes, bro. Praying, bro. Tuombe hawa. Mungu naombe hawa, Mungu. Bro, I was seeing myself as a sinner, bro.
Sasa wewe ulikosea.
And I was very young at that time. Ah, yeah.
Has Kruto to pray right now.
Kazi ya Mungu ina makosa. Kazi ya Mungu ina
makosa. Shout out to the prayer warriors. Because they're the ones that kept us here. But
no, our parents' prayers.
Even me, I remember there's a time in Kisumu, we were those guys that came to rob the place. And because we were like fourth floor, you could see down the wall with machetes because you could see them through the light you get.
Yeah.
And you can see they pass, you see, man. You're like, yo. You're in fifth floor, but you've closed the mlango properly. I don't even know why we're walking around with knives. Me and my bro are walking around with knives. It's like we'll do something when they come through. Yeah? But yo, nah, that's madness. Safety is, yo. Think of that. But that was proper Halloween. That was a no joke.
That is actual Halloween.
Bro, you're scared. You don't, hey, after 5, why are you walking around after 5? 6:30.
The purge.
6, inakupata kwa keza. Bro. Because ikifika kwa giza alafu
movie.
Hey, but I remember there was the our guy was the watchman. The askari was at the neighboring flats, alikuwa Maasai. And then our guy was not a Maasai. Sijui alikuwa from where. And then when this guy came, see the guy ran away. Wacha rudi. Eh, Maasai walimpiga, bro.
Ano Maasai
Maasai walimpiga, bro. They were like, yo. Safety is important. These guys don't fear anything.
No, those Maasai's don't fear. That's why in Kenya, most of them, they do the night shift, the thing.
Yeah.
Then with the cookie and stuff.
But those niggas don't fear anything. Yeah, it's like when you went to the safari, LRI.
LRI
is an encampment, but now you're in a reserve. So there's like, you're in now.
Literally in a jungle, bro.
You're grouped. So there's like, from one, there's one house
to cottages. 12
cottages. So they're not together, they're far apart. But now, if you're in 2, let's say me and you are in 2, and you want to go to 4, where these guys are, we have to walk. But you can't walk by yourself at night. So they say, you walk out, they give you a torch, you washa kiasi, Maasai will come get you. And you walk. And you walk with, bro, this guy is just filanga free, walking.
Let me tell you, those guys are like,
me, I can't walk. Even if you walk, I can't go.
Let me tell you, why the you freedom that those guys are having, will give you the confidence to work.
No, maybe you're just going to get, let's say you're going to get a charger or something. But then, it's like you talk to him, you're like, hey, Maasai, na wanyama wageni wanakujanga hapa, anasemanga kuna kuanga na fisi.
Ni simba tu litusumbua hapa sazile.
Elephant, simba pia napitanga hapa.
So casual.
And then, at this point, you're behind him. You can't see his face, so you don't know. The way he's saying, so calm.
Do you know that guy can tell you that,
kuna leopard imepita hapa nikafukuza, alafu lion nikafuata nyuma yake. That's a normal language. That's a normal language to him, bro.
Alafu unamuuliza ati what will you do ikikuja? Ati hapa ndo nafukuza tu hivi.
Nafukuza
tu hivi.
Inaenda hii kiniona inatoroka.
My nigga.
Bro. I see a leopard like this. Ah, me I'm gone.
Let me tell you. We are having breakfast. Then that guy was like, niliwapeleka kulala. Alafu vile niliwapeleka kulala, simba zilikuwa nacheza hapa kwa maji hapa, ilikuwa nakunywa maji hapa usiku.
Bro, hey, I don't even know. I see a lion face to face. I'm done.
Me, I'd pass out. I'd pass out.
But those guys are saying like it's a normal thing to them, bro.
But they know it. It's like they're actually so calm.
But I think they're trained to do that. Same as...
They're natural.
They're people who are trained to like...
To know a real one is the scarring they have usually because of the initiation. Because I think the traditional ones, they usually go as well in the bushes as well.
There's the fake Maasai's as well. Fake Maasai's and the real warriors.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, there's one. But there's ones that you can see. Yeah. Apparently, if you see
those guys
scarring,
are telling right, or
you would know. And you know not to mess with it. So if Maasai gongeas you one, you actually end.
Guys, before we end this.
As we finish.
I know we are not in a family setting right now, but there's a question over here. There's this time that a man feels like, okay, I'm not getting enough money. I'm too low. Then he's asked their wife, oh, can you help me pay the school fees for the kids? Or can you pay the rent? Then after that, I'll repay you back. Then the moment the wife pays maybe the rent or maybe pay the school fees for the kids, you become too comfortable and you forget your duties as a man.
I don't think I'm wise or mature enough to answer that question, so I'll pass.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So what is the question?
So the question is, why do men, at the moment the wife decides to help, forget their duties?
No, I just don't think that happens. Like, okay, I'm not so sure if it happens. I haven't seen
it. Yeah, it has happened with most of the men.
Because us being brought up, right? Yeah. Naturally, like in an African home, the dad, as a man, you're taught to
provide from the family.
Like, you know, these things, the bills will be on you, things like that.
Yeah.
And ladies will be nurtured to take care of the man, take care of the family, you know. Be the
cook
woman of
clean.
The house. Yeah, you know.
Cook and clean.
And we're not just saying that ladies can go into their careers and things like
that.
Make
sure.
Good money, what. But I think at some point it gets whereby you have to be a man. Like, just do your duties. Because the moment you start doing neglecting your duties,
Become a reluctant.
You lose.
Just make reluctant
some control. You need some control.
Yeah.
Right? And once you lose some control, that's when disrespect comes in.
Yeah.
And that's when our family breaks up. So.
And someone else will start doing your duties for you.
Yeah. So I just think naturally we haven't been nurtured to sit back and
provide,
let the ladies provide. Higher chances a man will go out to a fellow man friend.
Yeah.
Ask for money
for help
before asking the wife.
That's the way to go. True.
But it depends. It depends. Me, I want a wife that can help me, man.
No, you know, we're in a generation whereby we have
literally right now.
I want a wife that makes money. I want a wife that does everything. Where it's like, I feel like personally, if I get to that position, I know myself as a man, so I won't feel some type of way if she does that. That can end up being part of her. I'll pay the house. I'll do this and that. I'll make up for it in another way. You just don't let her run the house.
Yeah. But you're in a generation. We're in a generation whereby if you have your wife, you just have joint accounts and things like that.
You split your bills.
I think we're in that generation that if you feel that you're being pressed, just speak it out.
Yeah.
Don't make it as a personal thing on your own.
If you can't speak to your wife, who can you speak to?
Yeah. Depends who you tell, bro.
Your wife needs to be your personalized person, as we said.
Because at the end of the day, most of the men out here forget that they have their wife in the house.
I mean, I need a CEO who still is traditional, who comes home to cook for me.
And who knows what's what.
Yeah.
at the end of the day, I need to just talk this to the men. If you feel like talking to your wife is the biggest problem that you're having, you are the problem yourself.
I'd leave her. Find someone you can talk to.
Yeah.
Nail Lotitik.
Just find something. Just find someone that you can talk to.
Nail Lotitik.
Hey.
It's a hot one, yeah.
It's not really a hot one. It's that, how can I put it? It's, I think we're in the age and generation where we, for me, I will find someone or I will look for someone who is financially stable as well, who has a career. Because like where we are at the moment is financially, bro, it's just a challenge, man. Yeah, and the way we were raised, we were men are the providers of the family.
Yep.
So, and the moment you lay back and the wife is doing everything for the family, the wife will leave you, bro. Trust me.
Sure.
The wife will
leave. Oh, well. But what do we know? You're not married yet. So don't take us seriously.
Don't take that money.
Come.
Make your money, bruv.
Make your money, bro.
All in all, I think that's us for here. Keep following us if you're here. I'd like to say thank you. Keep following us on our socials. Our YouTube is Read the Room Podcast. We have some news next week about a nice show that's coming up in December. We'll probably talk about it next week because me, I'm excited for that one. That one is must attend, so hopefully we can talk about it next week. But all in all, you guys have a good week. Have an amazing week. It's your boy, _Kisaka_BabyK himself.
It's your boy, K_Minji, and Sparkle on the go here. Whenever you see us today, shots on Willy. So, tupatane.
My niggas, I'm broke.
Obviously,
you can't see us and
bro,
no drink shots and drive. On me.
We just said men are providers right now.
Let's meet at the bar.
Yo, guys. This is a perfect trick, man, Ruto. But at the end of the day, just remember, successful people look like you and the great Manchester United. We are coming back. We are winning this.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Neil _Mulamo.
Follow us at Read the Room Podcast on YouTube.
Peace and love.
Catches.
Peace.